Peace be with you. I am Pastor Joe Pinzel. This is the Voice of the Shepherd, a 10-minute radio broadcast brought to you by Bethany Lutheran Church in Anawa, Wisconsin. This week's topic is the Apostles' Creed, the first article. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Thank God I'm a country boy. John Denver said it best, and ain't it the truth? As lush fields yield the bounty of the harvest, and the leaves on the trees paint a stunning picture before your own eyes, as the crisp air brings with it the smell of recently churned up earth, you'd be hard-pressed, boy or girl, not to look at it all and thank God. The changing of the seasons with its sights and smells can bring us back to the fondest memories of fall festivities. They can point us forward in anticipation of passing down time-honored traditions. Most importantly, and especially in these times, they give us reason to pause and give thanks, praise, for the abundance of all good things that make for our joy. Is it not right to do so? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All country folk should know that this certainly is true. From the agrarian plantation owner who wrote these words, to the scores of city dwellers who would sign on, throughout all generations, every American has affirmed this statement, written in the Declaration of Independence, as good, salutary, right, and true. Collectively as a people, we believe every human, regardless of race, gender, or ethnicity, is given by God first to live, and to live free. This freedom to work, to play, to worship, is given for your joy. But even Thomas Jefferson, a famous deist, could not come to conclude such obvious things without first mentioning from whence they came. Namely God, who by the mere mention of his name is acknowledged to be the almighty creator of all. And while Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and James Madison certainly got a lot of things right in the crafting of this well-known document, I've got to give it to John Denver, who sings it best, putting God first with a word of thanks. As St. John writes in his first letter, we are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. And then again with St. James, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth. And again, from John, this truth will set you free. So everyone in this country, every man, woman, and child of every race, religion, ethos, and ethnicities, is bound together in a universal truth. More than that, all of creation is tied together into the Creator from whence all truth came, this one God. Without this God, there would be nothing for which to give thanks. No food, nor family, no harvest, certainly no country, no world or creation calling us to think on the changing of seasons. All things were made through him, and without him, not anything was made that was made. For in him is life, and the life is the light of all mankind. For wise and learned as the founders were, they did not seek to go right to humankind before first acknowledging the power of God. And if we are to speak in one voice with them, as common citizens, then neither should we. The great English author and atheist turned Christian C.S. Lewis once said, supposing there was no intelligence behind the universe, no creative mind. Well, in that case, nobody designed my brain for the purpose of thinking. If so, how can I trust my own thinking to be true? Unless I believe in God, I cannot believe in thought, so I can never use thought to disbelieve God. But I'm not saying all this to convince you. Not really. I'm not trying to appeal to your reason or to rouse your faith through rational thinking. The mere fact that you think at all justifies to the truth that I now bring. It's not mine. I didn't make it up. Like the Declaration of Independence itself, it is a brief summation, a complete composition of larger truths attributed to God himself. It's what we call the Apostles' Creed. And as with the song sung by John Denver, it first begins with God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Now, what makes this creed so special? Well, just like our own national creed, the words spoken in the Apostles' Creed echo out a larger eternal truth. But while Jefferson and the founders got their insight from observations taken from nature, hallowed documents like the Magna Carta, and from people like David Hume and John Locke, this creed of the universal church comes from God himself. It is the summation of words that he first spoke, those passed on through the mouths of patriarchs and prophets, and recorded for you and me to read in what we today know as Holy Scripture. As St. Paul says to his student Timothy, all of Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. As God so breathed out creation through the words of his mouth, so these very same words find themselves in his creatures. As prophets, apostles, martyrs, and preachers spoke them throughout the ages, these very same words abide in you. And with God's ever-creative word, there is also life-giving spirit. Those of you who abide by the truth of words spoken in the Declaration of Independence understand this by holding on to truths we see as so self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights, among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That same spirit of what is good and right, given from God according to man, also settles in you. As you speak it on national holidays, as you remember it and teach it to your family, because it's part of who you are, these truths lead you and yours in a certain way of living. In the same spirit, operating upon the same tried and true principles, you and your family regard all mankind as equal insofar as they have a right to live free, and pursue that which is given for their happiness. It is the same way with the Creed. It is a far older and more widely used document than the Declaration of Independence, and it has been used by Christians for thousands of years before it was ever written, spoken out loud in baptisms and prayer, acclaimed to be true. When you recite it, the very same spirit finds its place in you. It is the spirit that turned around those 12 disciples who abandoned and betrayed their Lord on the cross. It's the spirit that hovered over the chaos and the face of the deep. It's the spirit that transforms lives, renewing the hearts of those same apostles and the minds with faith and courage to proclaim the truth of the risen Lord even as they died for it. Even as their lives were shattered, their bodies scourged and broken, devoured by lions or consumed by fire, they continued to speak. Because with this spirit, there is no fear in death, only perfect love in the God you know, which casts away all fear. With this creed, the very same life-given spirit come from God the Father is put in you. You are no longer called strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple. So we have the community of believers, the body, the bride of Christ, the church. The words of the creed confess. That is, they echo out that truth that God first gave when he created the world and you, that he made it all in love. And with all of creation, he daily and abundantly provides all that you need. He does this not because he has to. He's not obligated. He is God, and so in pure fatherly and divine goodness and mercy, he does it all out of love. For it is only this love, unbound by necessity, that can be so free. This is the God you know. By reciting the creed and abiding in that spirit, which echoes God's truth throughout the ages, you confess your citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. Martin Luther says, this knowledge is of great significance, but it is an even greater treasure. For here we see how the Father has given to us himself with all of creation, and has abundantly provided for us in this life. This is the truth, and only in this truth can you really be free. Peace be with you.